This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. In the 3 years since the pandemic began, employers are now finding some new hires fresh out of college are lacking basic skills. Engineering firms complain that recent college grads don't know how to construct models for projects. Experienced doctors and nurses say some new hires don't have the basic skills to figure out things like the correct dosages for medicine. Even customer service workers have to be taught how to make eye contact. Employers blame the pandemic and remote learning, and it could have serious financial consequences for them. Ben Kessling recently wrote about this for the Wall Street Journal. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Great, thanks. Okay, so which jobs are experiencing the most difficulty with recent college grads?
Well, it's hard to say which jobs are having the most difficulty because a number of them are. That's the thing about this issue is that it's all sorts of employment areas. It spans all sorts of socioeconomic backgrounds. It spans all sorts of educational attainment from high school folks to people coming out of college or pre-professional programs. It's really an issue that's affecting the entirety of society right now.
Well, give us an example. You spoke with a mechanical engineer in Silicon Valley who is working with a recent college grad. And what did he tell you?
Sure. So my colleague who I wrote the story with spoke to this consultant, but this consultant was extraordinarily surprised to find that a new hire who should have known a fairly basic piece of engineering know-how didn't know how to do it. And so this consultant who gets paid a pretty penny to do consulting spent a number of hours teaching sort of lathe work 101 on how to do something that should have been taught early on in this young person's career. So it not only showed that this young person wasn't prepared for the job, but it showed that the highly skilled folks who are hiring people and having to work with them and train them are spending their time doing this training on the job.
Right. And they blame the fact that they were remote learning. So I guess when you need a hands-on skill, like learning how to use a lathe, that wouldn't happen when you're sitting at home on Zoom.
Well, that's right. But the thing that that we learned in this reporting is that what maybe is traditionally considered a hands-on skill, like an engineering, something from engineering or shop class or something where you're actually making a widget or learning how to make a widget. That's what we really think of as hands-on learning, right? But what was also affected is the hands-on learning aspect of just being in the classroom. So I went down to Fort Moore in Georgia and went down to see an Army program that's been put in place to help underperforming young soldiers. So soldiers who scored very low on the ASVAB, or the, for anybody who doesn't know what that is, it's kind of like the SAT for getting into the military. And I talked to these students who scored very low on the ASVAB, and talking to those students, what I learned from them was what we could really consider hands-on training isn't making widgets, but it's actually the learning the basics of everything from arithmetic to grammar to social, to learning how to deal with people socially. Mm-hmm. These students missed out on so much through the pandemic and having to do classes on Zoom or whatever, that they didn't have the interaction with their fellow students. They didn't have the interaction with teachers. So they didn't have any accountability. They didn't have that one-on-one ability to get feedback. And they really, really fell into a learning gap during that time.
But isn't this always the complaint that this young generation lacks the skills the previous generation had? I mean, I'm from Gen X and I remember being called the slacker generation. Like, we didn't have the motivation or the get up and go or the skills that the boomers had. So isn't this the complaint from employers all the time?
Of course, right? Like, I mean, it's when you get to middle age, it's part of your job to complain about how kids these days
exactly.
are lazy and whatnot. Yeah, that is absolutely the case, that people are always complaining about the next generation. But what we found during this, doing this story, is that there is objective data to go along with some of the anecdotal things, right? Mm-hmm. So there's test data that shows that scores have dropped, scores have declined in a number of different fields and a number of different areas. And that doesn't necessarily say that kids these days aren't as good. It just means that there's been tangible and objective learning loss that has occurred. And as a society, that's something we need to face. And how do we provide that training, provide a way to make up for that knowledge gap so that the generation that was stuck missing out on in-person classroom learning, on that hands-on stuff, isn't seen as being lost or being lesser than somebody else, but they're just seen as somebody who missed out on learning. And it's society's job to try to fix that issue, right?
And it's not just the youngs. We all had problems in a learning curve returning to the office.
Oh, absolutely. That's something that my colleagues have reported on at the Wall Street Journal. And any given day, you're likely to see some sort of a story on remote work versus in-office work, mm-hmm. Quiet quitting, or there's this new thing, right, where you take like a surreptitious vacation and you don't tell your bosses about it. And you do all your like Zoom calls with the camera off or something. And you're doing it from like Kuala Lumpur or something on vacation. As long as you keep your Zoom camera off, you might not get caught, right? But this is affecting everybody from the C-suite down to people who are recently getting hired, is trying to figure out, how do we measure the metrics of work? How do we measure the metrics of learning and education? How do you measure the metrics of work-life balance? And mm-hmm. all these things are affecting society, and not just one slice. It's affecting a number of people.
Thanks, Ben. That was really interesting.
I appreciate it.
Ben Kessling, correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Coming up, we'll meet a dairy farmer who's become a star in the dog sled racing world.
By day three, he had complete strangers driving to remote parts of the course so that they could try to give the party on a sled, Doug Butler, a beer as he was driving by.
We'll meet Doug Butler, whose story is told in a new documentary, next on Press Play.